Night for them. Jacob Freeman, 14 points on two threes. Cam Becker with 11. Jackson Moss with 10. Zari Gwynn with 8. Cole Becker with 4. And Isaiah Robinson with 1. Juwan Eastland also 2 points of his own. For Waterford, Caden Gustafson, 13 points. Jamison Beasley, 6. Colin Lepisto with 5. And Jace Brechtel with 3.
All right, 50-27 is our score. If you're just joining us, Park has led almost all the way. Other than Waterford taking that 2-0 lead to start the game.
Yeah, they really hammered them and put a drought on for Waterford, which changed the entire game.
All right, so they get it in. The pistol almost takes it away from Robinson. As Robinson gets it across, then he gets double teamed, throws it over to Cam Becker. Becker then gives it up to Moss on the wing. And it'll stay with the Park Panthers. 6:15 to go. Checking back in will be Beasley. For Reglin. And they get it in to Zari Gwynn. Gwynn with the basketball now. He threw it up, knocked, touched by the Wolverines, so it'll stay with Park. 6:09 to go. Robinson wants to inbound. Goes out of bounds, it'll stay. It'll stay with Park as Reglin comes back in for Bierman again. And again, they just keep switching it. Now they get it in to Robinson. And Robinson will work it up. Throws it across court to Moss. And then Moss is fouled. And that foul is on Dashner, his second, team fifth. Update now, it's Wauwatosa West 61, Mount Horeb 47, 4:47 to go. Zari Gwynn with the basketball. Gets it to Robinson. And we're under six to play now. Putting a shot up is no good by Becker. But they get it back. Moss tries to put it up, and he's fouled, so he'll go to the line to shoot two. So that foul's on Dashner, his third, team sixth, but fouled in the act. 1-for-2 for Jackson. He'll get two. First one up is good. Makes it 51. Veit checks back in. For Dashner, 51-27, Racine Park. Second one up, in and out, no good. Rebound to Lepisto. And here comes the Wolverines with 5:35 to go. In regulation, gives it up to Reglin. Reglin now gives it over to Beasley, driving inside. Puts it up, no good. Rebound will go to the Park Panthers. And Zari Gwynn comes up with the ball after getting up off the floor. Passes over to Robinson. Now they go in the corner to Moss. And then inside, Becker to Becker. So Cole Becker to Cam Becker to make it 53-27. Under five to play. Gustafson pulls up and shoots, no good. Another rebound to Cam Becker. Down to Zari Gwynn. And he passes over to Cole Becker. Now from the corner. Thought he was going to shoot from the wing. Now comes inside, then gives it up to Moss. Moss drives inside and then almost loses it. And Becker comes up with it inside to Moss. And he overlaid it. He overlaid the easy layup. So Moss will go to the line to shoot two. That foul is on Beasley, his fourth. 2 for 4 for Jackson. That'll have to improve at State. First one up is no good. Make it 2 for 5. Second one up is good. Make it 54-27. 4:25 to go in regulation. Park with the lead. Taken away by Isaiah Robinson. Down to Zari Gwynn. He'll put up the left-handed layup, reverse, and it's good to make it 56-27. Gustafson comes down. Gives it up now to Lepisto. Lepisto on the drive. Throws it back out. Shot up is good. Shot is up good. A two-pointer by Bolvite to make it 56-27 as they call timeout. Good time for us. Good time for us to start thinking about who our DG Sports player of the game would be, Dylan. It's got to be a consensus today. There's so many it could be.
Yeah. Parks played very strong team basketball. Nobody's really stood out today in terms of, like, super crazy performance that way. I've been impressed with Zari Gwynn on both ends of the floor, Jacob Freeman both ends of the floor. A name we typically call most nights, Isaiah Robinson, hasn't done much of anything tonight for Park, but they're still up by 26. So it just shows the depth that this Park team has and the strengths that they all come together to make really good team basketball.
All right, 56-30 is our score. So we do not have a DG Sports player of the game quite yet that we're going to announce. Probably one of those two, though, because Freeman came in and really gave them a spark with those two big, big shots that he hit. All right, so Park to inbound. Becker gets it into Becker. Then they get it over to Robinson, up to Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn now pulls it back out, throws it across court to Becker. To Cole and then to Cam. Now in the corner to Moss. He almost loses it. Now goes inside. The shot is up and good by Cam Becker to make it 58-30. Knocked away. So a foul coming up here. That foul's on Moss, his fourth. Team fifth. So at the line, Dashner. First one up is good. And checking back in will be Freeman for Moss. Second one up, no good, but Beasley's there to put it back to make it 58-33. Now they get it in quickly to Robinson. Then he'll give it back to Cam Becker, then Nicole Becker. Now up to Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn being triple team, gets it back, then knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Dashner. It'll stay with Park at the 3-minute mark in regulation. So they throw it into Freeman. And Freeman is ridden by Gustafson. So Freeman will go to the line now. That's Caden's second.
Hey, Dick, there's been blowouts all around the state, including one running clock in the Lake Mills versus Wisconsin Dells contest.
Oh, wow. So Freeman at the line for a 1-1. First time, first one's good. 1 for 1. Vite checks back in for Reglin. 59-33, Racine Park. Second one up, also good. Make it 60. 60 to 33. A timeout called. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
All right, back to live action here, 60 to 33. Park just about set to stamp their ticket to Madison as the Wolverines inbound it at the 3 minute mark. Get it into Gustafson. He pulls up, shoots, short. Picked up by LaPistol, then taken away by Robinson. Down to Freeman, who puts it up and scores. Jacob Freeman with the basket. Now LaPistol with the three-pointer. That's good. To make it 62 to 36, 2:35 to go. Zari Gwynn gets it up quickly, and the shot up is good by Cole Betker. 64-36, 2:20 to go. Gustafson gives it in to LaPistol, to Dashner, who scores. So we'll make it 64-38. No quit in Waterford as Gwynn gets it down quickly. And Betker, Cam Betker, with the basket. So we're just exchanging baskets now. Here's a shot up that's no good by Bolvita, three-pointer. And Zari Gwynn down to Freeman again for the basket to make it 68-38. A 30-point lead taken away by Robinson. Gives it to Betker, and then he's fouled by LaPistol, Cole Betker. And I think it's safe to say Park is on their way as he clears the bench. So Santonia White is coming in.
A cool moment there, Dick. Both the starters for both teams leaving the floor.
Yep.
Shook up with each other before they even get off the floor. Pretty cool moment there.
Yep. Mikhail Elliott also came in. Michael Elliott is how you pronounce it, I was told. So Cole Betker at the line. First one up is no good. Tip up almost good by the Panthers. Then goes out of bounds to Waterford. And now Waterford, they clear their bench. And we'll get those people for you. Bierman is in. Reglin is in. Schicker is in for the Wolverines. Kamari White is also in for the Park Panthers. Schicker with the basketball now. Gives it over to Cowan, Dominic Cowan, who's also in for the Wolverines. Trying to get them all as people are standing in front of us. Shot is up and good by Reglin. It's a three to make it 68-41 with 50 seconds to go. So Wright, Kamari Wright will bring it up. And our player of the game this afternoon is Jacob Freeman for Racine Park. Our DG Sports player of the game. 30 seconds to go, 68-41. Park now takes the ball away. Then it goes out of bounds. As Emmanuel Lewis couldn't handle it. Now Wright brings it across. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good by Santoya White. Rebound, though, to the Park Panthers. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. A three-pointer by Kamari Wright to make it 71-41. And that's probably going to be our final score, and it is. Our final score, Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game to be played next Friday at the Cole Center, either at 1:35 or 20 minutes after that first game. We'll know tomorrow, once they're seated, what time they'll play. And I would say, Dylan, to bring you in real quick, they got a very good shot at getting a one seed.
Yeah, they've been a strong team all year, only two losses on the year. They play in some of the best basketball down south in Racine, so I'm looking to them either be a one or a two seed for that Division II. Just a very impressive performance, winning by 30 points. They're going to, Wauwatosa West won, Dick. 71-59 was the final in that one.
All right, so that's who they'll play. And again, we'll hope to get Casey Robbins over here.
Cool moment. They get to get their plaque. They'll probably cut down the net. We'll see what they all do here for this sectional final.
Yeah, and they'll, I don't know if they introduce them by individually to give them their medals, or I think they are now.
Yeah, they'll do the losing team, Waterford, first, and then they'll do the victorious team, the Racine Park Panthers.
Yeah. So the Wolverines getting their medals for making it to the sectional final game. 71-41 was the final. And again, Park now knows, or maybe they don't know yet, they'll be playing Wauwatosa West.
Well, they'll get reseeded at state, right?
Right.
That's the other team in their sectional, I guess you would say, or whatever
right.
They call it.
Quadrant,
yeah.
So I would think, at the very worst, they're probably a two seed.
Yeah, knocking off Mount Horeb was huge. Wauwatosa West able to do that tonight. Again, Mount Horeb, one of their best players, was out with an injury today, so that played a huge factor there.
So the Park Panthers just received their plaque, and now they'll receive their medals. And again, as Dylan said, if they're cutting down nets, you know, we can step away and hopefully go try to see if Casey can come over. So they're getting their medals now. And very classy on both ends. Both the Waterford and Park fans have stayed. And again, partner, we got over 2 hours till we play our next game. And again, they'll have to clear the field house out. So, and now people are starting to leave.
Yeah, they brought the ladder out, Dick, so I think it's going to be quite a bit before we get Coach Robbins over here, as each player will get to take a cut, and then Coach Robbins will do the final cut.
So. Well, we'll all mosey out down there, and I'll see after he cuts the net if he can come over, and we can break. We can break and go to music for a little while.
Sounds good. Once again, you're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports. Streaming live, covering all 10 Racine City and County schools. Once again, final score here from the Whitefish Bay High School, 71-41. Park Panthers victorious over the Waterford Wolverines. Once again, you're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports. We'll be taking a little momentary break here as these post-game festivities may take a few minutes. So we're going to go ahead and step away until Coach Robbins is able to join us.
Auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Day to visit O&H Danish Bakery, and this week O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit.
Final contest where it was Park Panthers defeating the Waterford Wolverines 71-41. We're still awaiting our interview with head coach of the Park Panthers, Casey Robbins. So we'll continue to play music until he is able to join us for that interview. Once again, you're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up on this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Baines AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Baines AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider.
We're joined by Casey Robbins. Exciting.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
First of all, our player of the game was Jacob Freeman.
He deserved it.
He came in and really.
Yeah. We knew he'd be the X factor. He worked so hard. Even in practice, kids are like, man, why are you running so fast? And then we just kept throwing people at number 22. He's a great ball player. But at the end of the day, I think we just have more athletes that we could throw at their best players.
Boy, talk about we didn't expect that coming, a 30-point win. What a credit to your defense.
Yeah, that's what we preach all year. We tell them every single day that we don't really care about offense. It's all about defense. Defense is going to that's what wins you championships. You could outscore people, but some days you won't. But if you could just keep them at a low point and we just score a little more than them, then we should be fine.
So you got any gut feel what you'll be seeded tomorrow?
I think it depends. I feel like we have a good chance of being a one.
That's what I said.
But at the end of the day, the last four teams are all great, so it's going to be a dogfight no matter what.
And you saw in the girls' tournament that a couple of the one seeds, it did not matter playing the four seeds won.
Yeah.
So.
And when you go up there, seeding doesn't matter. But I think we got a lot to prove. We're not satisfied now. Obviously, this is a great moment. Last time we went to state was probably 1960-something.
Yeah.
So it's something to be very proud about, but job's not done.
So I got to ask you before we go on. Mm-hmm. Do you got another sheet, another number? I've been watching all these numbers.
We do.
You put on how many is it total?
It should be zero now.
It's zero.
Yep. Roll to state zero.
So the goal. And do you know who you play?
Oh, no, we'll find out tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Well, but I mean.
Oh, Tulsa West won? Nice.
Yeah,
I figured they'd win. But like I said, there's a lot of
so
great
So they
teams.
Reseed now, so yeah. it's not for sure it's Tulsa West.
Yep. Yeah, so okay. we'll be fine.
And you have no say over that, right?
Nope.
They do that.
It's all computer-based now, so we'll see.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing, let's go ahead now to playing at the Kohl Center.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is you, unless you're going to correct me, you don't get any practice time anymore.
No.
Once they went to five divisions.
Yeah, not up there. We plan on contacting some of the local colleges up there and see if we can get on their practice court. But I think the whole season we prepare for it. We played at Carthage and Parkside. That's a longer court. We played at the Pfizer, which is a bigger court. So I think we're ready.
Yeah. So talk about what were the pluses today. I mean, there were so many of them.
Mm-hmm. I think just defense. At the end of the day, defense is what's going to win us the games. Defense is going to win us championships. And then all the small details that we talked about, we executed.
So is that what you felt you had to work on was defense to win this game?
Yeah, honestly, a lot of times in practice, offensively, we only do about like 30 minutes.
Wow.
The other hour 30 is defense. We every single day, preach. And the kids, they buy in. They bought in the whole year. And then this is their reward right here.
Well, I got to tell you, the team, so unselfish today.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't matter who scored.
Yep.
Just score.
Yep.
And so we can come out with the win. But, I mean, this is a statement win. But it's surprising. When you go around, when you get the chance and go home, and you go around the state, you're going to be surprised at the scores.
Yeah.
There were a lot of one-sided. In fact, one game was the
40-point rule.
Yeah, the Mercy game.
Yeah, sometimes it gets like that just because.
The running clock.
Yeah, especially in, like, division, like, 2 through 5, the way they seed them sometimes, one side's a little, top-heavy than the other side. So I think sometimes you get that.
So what's Casey Robbins going to do tonight?
Get ready. Honestly, get ready for next week. Obviously, we'll celebrate. We find out who we play tomorrow, but try to get as much film on all four teams. I mean, all the other three teams as possible.
So the team's going to celebrate as a team tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What, a lot of pizza and soda or what?
Yeah, something. I don't know yet. We'll see.
Oh, good. So you came up came up on a bus and everything here?
Yep, we did. And then now hopefully Prairie could do the same thing. We get two racing teams there.
Yeah, that'd be good. That would be good for us.
Yep.
That would be good for us. But we know we'll be there on Friday.
Okay.
In the afternoon. You're either going to play at 1:35
yep.
or 20 minutes after that
yep.
game.
Yep. So
that's Division
2. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So excited to be there.
Well, go enjoy this one.
All
and
right.
I'll look up that stat to see how long it's been since Mark went to the state tournament. Yeah, it's a ways back.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dick.
Okay, that's Casey Robbins, head coach of the victorious Park Panthers, who win 71-41. Right, Dylan, final thoughts before we close this one out?
That was a great interview that you just had with Coach Robbins there. They're definitely locked in. They're definitely focused. Their eyes are not on that semifinal game. They want to get to Saturday, championship Saturday. And they're ready for whatever comes their way. I think they're calm, cool, collected, and they're going to come with poise to Madison and try and represent Racine the best they can.
All right. Well, that's going to close this one out. Very short closing today because we have one more game to do. So my thanks to Randy Drew here at Whitefish Bay, the AD, for accommodating us and all of our sponsors and patrons. But take a little break, have a snack or have a sandwich, and come back at 4:40 because we'll be back on the air for our second game between the Prairie School Hawks and the Cedar Grove Belgium Rockets. Pre-game will be at 4:40 with tip-off right at 5 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Good afternoon, everyone.
Nothing more than feeling, trying to forget my feelings of love, teardrops rolling down on my trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings for my life, I'll feel it. I wish I've never met you, girl. Come again. Feeling, oh, 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 feeling. feels like I've never had you. Again in my heart, feelings for my life, I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my life. Feeling, oh, oh, feeling, oh, oh, feeling.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
show you I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Can't you see?
Racine's home for local news, now timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. Yeah, the exhibition season coming to a close here in just a couple of weeks before the official home opener. We're going to be there on the 31st. Of course, we're going to carry every game, including the season opener against the Yankees, just a couple of weeks on a Thursday. Brewer baseball back this year on WRJN. Little exhibition baseball coming up at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock. Stay here for that. At least it sounds like summer, if it doesn't blow away today. Under the boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Exhibition baseball, Brewers coming up at 3 o'clock. Again, congratulations to the Park Panthers. Moving on to state, heard that game earlier here on WRJN. But now we look forward to baseball, Brewers at 3. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the game.
If you need a friend.